See yourself as though from above, the path you take through your days, the predictable parts and the variable parts. You leave your resting place, the place where you begin, with a full store of energy. You are bright. You may even glow from within with that golden light, the reminder of my training and your self-help instructions. This is the way you begin. Then you do what is required of you. You move on a path, and you can see this path like springs or a golden thread, like tracks or a trail through the world. You have intentions and they lead you to go to various places and do things which use energy. That bright energy you begin the day with wears away and is replaced by the heavy things you carry in through the door, attached to you. This meditation is about identifying them, identifying some key issues so many people face with their daily fatigue, and cooperating with me in a simple exercise. Adopt your comfortable position and breathe. The style of breathing is up to you, and you can study to find what works best. But the words will flow, and your breathing will form a background, an anchoring awareness to the now and the later. The lighter the experience is in the day, the more fatigue will have replaced that golden light, that influence of meditation and connection. But fatigue makes trance easier. Your life is a balancing act, balancing the light of golden stamina and vitality with the darker tones of fatigue and relaxation. Fatigue makes relaxation easier because it is more welcome when you need to reinvigorate yourself. Vigor and light makes you more able to do the things you're asked to do during trance and meditation. Both the physical things, the actions, and the mental things, the visualizations and exercises. The fatigue, the deepness that accumulates in you throughout the day makes it easier to enter deeper states of trance. Both are good. Even having some tiredness, some laziness in your muscles and mind is good for you. But too much, what accumulates. See yourself getting heavier, weighed down throughout the day. The accumulation of fatigue and deepness makes it easier to go into trance, so you should cherish the way you go through the world and get rid of some of that vitality in exchange for a more restful, darker body state. If you are glowing too brightly with vitality and energy, trance becomes less deep. Each day, you choose the time when you will relax, and that is when you have made a decision between the light and vigor you have when first awakening, and the relaxation and tiredness that accumulates throughout the day. That fatigue is useful. It creates ease and comfort because you choose the point where you cease accumulating fatigue and turn it into hypnotic potential instead. The moment my voice begins to help you in relaxation, that fatigue starts to convert. What was grey slowly changes, slowly becomes brighter, but only as bright as the lustrous kind of gold, the light that need not shine too brightly, because it is beautiful in its rich, muted nature. See both tones together, going from gold, vigor that remains, and grey, fatigue that accumulates, to the synthesis of the two, a muted, steady, happy gold at the end of the day, which is the combination of the two, and is more lustrous. The colour inside of you shifts. It can change. It can become something besides grey, heavy fatigue. Enter a hypnotic trance, and the relaxation you add to your body becomes more definite, more certain. It changes the fatigue. If you transform me with me, and you relax and experience more of your day in the light of a hypnotic trance, all of the experiences after you enter that relaxing trance will also change. You will have an end to the day which you conditioned in your own terms, chose on your own terms. The world during and after the trance is a world where the grey fatigue has mingled with the gold of your vigour, my catalyst. You deliberately chose something and did it, and that something was a deep, relaxing, cleansing trance. Cleansing. Relaxing. Throughout the day, you picked up fatigue. Now, my words are rubbing over you, moisturizing, tenderizing, opening you up to drain out the unpleasantness and put in more golden light. More chosen relaxation, more pure experience wherein you can exist as yourself and as a hypnotic subject with awareness enough of your own limits to say, for the rest of the day I will relax. For the rest of the day my fatigue will instead be relaxed, hypnotic enhancement. This is a cycle. Every day you start, filled with that golden light. Visualize, see it moving through your body. There are points where it clicks. The points of intention, such as upon your lips, in your hands, through your shoulders, which carry your burdens and the weights of the day. Those weights can be put down when you choose to, and your judgment decides when you begin to listen. Listening to my voice starts the process, the reaction. Assess the ways in which your body is tired, is feeling its fatigue. Visualize, with my hands as the focus, massaging away tension and pushing all that fatigue up against the residual energetic and vital golden light with which you begin the day. I am kneading you, mixing the ingredients together to create something new. The new something I have created inside of you is this experience of relaxation being built from the exhaustion and fatigue combined with the remnants of your energy. These two are stored inside your body all day. One chamber of your body holds the reserve of energy you start with, the golden light and vitality, and it is slowly spent like fuel to perform tasks throughout the day. There is so much of it that some is left at the end of the day, but performing those tasks has taken it and put it into a tank to recharge overnight. Visualize two tanks side by side, inside of you, in mind and body, in the center of you, however you visualize. One begins full of golden light, vitality, the energy to perform tasks. The other starts empty at the commencement of your day's business. And as you use the light, that energy tank is drained, and the grey and spent fuel goes into the other one, weighing you down just a tiny bit as it fills up, making your energy reserves a bit lower. You could be quite energetic, and with the help of some mindful thought, might become more so. But when you will always accumulate some of that grain out, some of that second tank, and then when you rest, when you sleep, the tank energizes, charges up, gets lighter and lighter, until the first tank is refilled from the second. The cycle of your energy, the cycle of your ability. You and I both scrutinize it, and we both experience it, everyone does. Visualize a connection between the two tanks, so we could mix all of the contents of one with all of the contents of the other. The two combine in hypnotic and relaxing waves, the faint hissing of release, of relief, of steam. Your energy and your fatigue mix to make a duller but richer golden colour, something you can immerse in, something that can draw you into an embrace every time you come home tired. Remember, your energy can mix freely with that fatigue to make something new, a hazy afterglow that heals and lets you push just a little further into deepness, into trance, into something new today, and readies you for the renewal and restoration and deeper reserves of wisdom and experience you will have the next day.